Where do emotional releases come from in your yoga or self-myofascial release? In this video, I'm going to explain that a little further. Maybe you love searching for the deep inner meaning in your yoga practice, but still want to feel a sense of safety and security. Maybe you've been practicing yoga or myofascial release for a while and you've had an experience where you had a great yoga practice and then later you experienced yourself as angry and frustrated and these feelings of irritation seem to come out of nowhere. Or maybe you were doing a yoga pose or some myofascial release and some tears of unexplained grief came forward. Or maybe you find yourself filled with overly sensitive emotions after myofascial release. No matter what your experience, wouldn't it be nice to understand more deeply that saying, the issues are in the tissues? Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I've been offering myofascial release to our members in our membership community using balls and rollers since 2013. This May, we're going to be doing myofascial May in our membership community. If you'd like a PDF of my favorite props and how to use them in a 10-week series of videos, go to melissawest.com/props. So over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be answering your questions about fascial release in yoga here and applying these principles in my yoga classes on my main channel as well. So subscribe here and to my main Yoga with Melissa channel. Fascia connects our entire body and all its processes into an integrative whole. Not one single cell is not connected. It's an elastic liquid structure that combines energetic information through its own nervous system. Fascia visually expresses how we think and feel. It holds all of our past experiences, our attitudes, our movement patterns, our behaviors, our upbringing, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and energetically is all expressed through our fascia. It's our fascia which determines the shape our bodies can make, and it's a pretty good indicator of our current suffering and confusion that we're experiencing as human beings. Any experience that we have that we unconsciously label as a problem or painful without even thinking about it, we withdraw from it. We try to get away from it. And we do so by tensing up our bodies. This tension is everywhere in our body, in our bones, in our muscles, right down to our cells. And the fascia is what holds all these systems together. So tensing is our way of avoiding experience. Whether that discomfort is physical or psychological, tension is our way of shutting down our awareness. So when we experience physical restrictions in our fascia, we can end up feeling mentally, emotionally, and energetically restricted. We may feel frustrated, like we're stuck no matter how hard we try, we just can't move forward. We may feel like we can't connect in a meaningful way to ourselves or to others in our lives. If we're feeling stiff and rigid in our body, our expression mentally and emotionally will be stiff and rigid too. So when we practice yoga or myofascial release techniques, we begin to pull and pressurize the tissues, and feelings and emotions and thoughts and beliefs that have been held in the tissues start to get released. This is why we can find ourselves maybe angry and frustrated for no apparent reason or crying in the middle of a yoga class. It's all completely normal. So you let those emotions flow and you don't have to judge or analyze them, and it's all normal. So if you made it all the way to the end of this video, give it a thumbs up. Put the issues or in the tissues in the comments. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.